We should be good. If you want to start,
are we gonna
start the podcast? We can.
Are we gonna cut that part or no?
I started a new one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You already started right now?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're gonna cut that part.
Cool, man. Yeah, they don't even need to know what we just did right now. Yeah, so
facts.
Lovely day today, right?
Lovely day today.
Today
was today is a good day. Today's Tuesday. October 11th. 11th.
To be exact.
Yeah. We're back with the new podcast.
Yes, sir. Hell yeah, for sure. I know the guys and the girls missed it.
For sure, for sure. You don't hear those claps, bro? People are going crazy.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Whichever clap hardest, you know, shout out to y'all.
Shout out.
We got the left side, and then we got the right side, and then we got the...
The middle.
We got the middle. The guys who paid a little extra to be close, you know?
Hey, facts.
Hell yeah.
Facts, bro.
To the last one clapping, you know? To the last claps.
Yeah, so when was the last time
that we recorded?
A couple weeks ago?
That we recorded? It was about, maybe 2 weeks ago, maybe? A week and a half?
Mm-hmm.
Week and a half, maybe. Yeah, took a little...
It was the week before the competition. It was literally, right?
It was like, it was like a couple of days. Huh?
I couldn't eat.
Oh, yeah. No, you couldn't eat, bro. I couldn't eat. Yeah. Damn, that kind of sucked. How'd it feel? Why couldn't you eat?
Because, bro, I was getting fat.
Damn, who's that? Sebastian?
I didn't see. That dude?
Who's this kid?
Yeah, bro.
This guy's big now. Look at him.
I know, bro. We can check him out.
I'm down.
I'm down too. Yeah.
What's up, dog?
Hi.
You remember me?
No.
You don't?
No.
Damn.
He changed
Sebastian. Sebastian? Yeah, Alejandro, there you go. You big now, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He changed your diapers.
No, I have once.
Once I'm.
Nah, okay.
You were like Gohan Tate. That's mom.
Damn, this kid's gonna be big, bro. He's looking like he's not chicharito, he's chicharron. He's chicharron. Right?
Homie got hoes too.
Yeah, I can see.
Yeah.
He got the curls, bro.
Yeah, he got them curls.
Curls gets the girls.
Yeah, bro.
All right, let's continue, man. So why couldn't you eat?
I was getting fat.
Okay, you're getting fat.
A little fat.
I had fat to or make thick? Weight.
Fat.
Okay.
I had to.
That's funny because
make weight for the competition.
Mm-hmm. But what'd you eat before that? I remember you told me you ate like a whole extravagant meal.
Before what?
You had like Whataburger the night before, right? You had Cane's.
No, I think I had Whataburger.
I was like, damn, this motherfucker eating a Whataburger before, like the night before. I was like, you definitely need to like take a shit in the morning, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's hilarious. So,
wait, the night before the competition?
You ate something.
Nah. The night before, no. Maybe like two or... Well, that day, we had pizza and a hot dog.
You?
From Sam's?
The day of the competition?
From Sam's Club? No.
The day before?
The day we did the podcast.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, it was like 2 days before. Yeah. Oh, that was
bro,
really
but
good.
After the competition, I had Chick-fil-A. I had fruit. I had fucking ice cream.
You had ice cream? Where'd you get ice cream at?
At the game.
Oh, bro, that was a big-ass tub. That was a big tub of ice cream.
Yeah.
And you know what, man? Like, I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm still same weight, you know? Like, I didn't gain. It was a lot of sugar, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I could do it again.
I could fuck up an ice cream too. For y'all, we ended up eating like half a pint or one pint. We had a whole pint of Blue Bowl ice cream vanilla, and we walked by the actual place that they serve you ice cream, and we saw they had like chocolate syrup and crushed cookies and all that. So we're like, fuck it, you know.
Yeah.
We made our own thing, you know.
The Astros won.
Yeah, the Astros won. It was a good day. It was a good day.
Yeah.
So.
But competition wise.
Yeah, competition wise.
My first match, I lost 2 points.
Okay, first match.
2-2 and well, 4-6-2.
First match, I don't quite remember honestly, like point wise.
And then,
who'd you go against the first guy? First person,
some white guy.
Okay, white guy. Wasn't that white dude with the black gi, bearded
I think
guy?
Think I had a blue guy.
Blue gi. Okay. Yeah, for sure.
Navatar.
The second one was the guy with the black gi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucked his ass up.
Fucking right? Jesse too. You know he was
Jesse went against him?
Nah, but he was like, he ain't got anything.
Yeah, he was, he looked at him because that dude was not doing no takedowns. He was not taking it to the ground. Didn't even pull guard. He was just like, you know, wanting the hug. Wanting the hug for the
dance
most part.
Dance a little bit. You know?
A little bit what?
Dance a little bit.
Oh, yeah, but at least put on the show. He was like just dry, like limp, you know? He was just limping his shit, you know?
Yeah.
Put some arc into it, you know?
Put some arc into it.
Yeah, yes. Heck yeah. So the first match you went against is white guy with a blue gi.
Good, strong.
Yeah, good. Heck yeah.
I tried taking him down. I couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't. Definitely needed to do more fucking takedowns.
More takedowns? Heck yeah.
Practice.
What takedown do you think you're comfortable with? Or like one that like stands out more than the other ones?
The drag. I don't know what it's called.
But okay.
You know? The one where, you know, when you're grabbing the opposite collar.
Opposite collar?
And then you just kind of drop and...
Oh, that one? The one that, the Jesse drop?
Yeah, Jesse drop.
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I'm that coordinated to do that one yet. I am, but just not right now, you know?
Homie Josue got me on that hook today.
For real?
Yeah.
Goddamn. He's a thick man.
Yeah. Strong.
Yeah, he's a thick man, bro.
Strong guy, too.
Straight from the mountain motherland, right?
Somewhere.
He's from somewhere. Heck yeah.
Somewhere.
So that was the first match. Second match, how'd it go?
Pretty good. Hell got Bonero.
Bonero against that dude with the black gi. He was some bearded white dude, white man, not a dude. He was a white man. He looked like he was maybe like in his 30s.
What's the age limit? Because there is an age limit before you have to go to masters.
He definitely looked like he was on that, like on the edge of the whatever our age limit was. Because he looked like a man.
Yeah.
He wasn't like, he looked like he had a kid, two kids, maybe a grandpa, 6 or 7 years old. He could be
depending on how the way his kids fucked.
Yeah. Depending on their scenario, right? Their situation that they're in. But yeah, so you got the bow and arrow on that guy. How'd it go? You know, first,
I tried taking him down, course. Right? Uh-huh. First time I did that, the pool,
mm-hmm.
and he got up.
Okay, so he went down a little bit?
So he went down like to his knees, but then homie got up right away. So I just came up with him.
Yeah.
And then I kind of just played with him a little bit like that. Trying to see if he would do anything.
Like react?
He wasn't going to try to take me down.
Okay, he was just...
Yeah, he was just standing.
Just going there. with the water.
So then I did it again. And then this time, I got up first. And then just like pulled his knees, you know, to like the opposite side.
Okay.
So I just kind of dropped.
Okay.
Fell on top of him.
Yeah.
Got side control, mount. He started turning.
Mm-hmm.
I put my left hand, you know, across the collar.
Okay.
I let him get up.
Yeah.
You know, kind of to set up like the Devin choke.
Okay.
Like,
yeah, you know, yeah. Right there. Yeah, a little bit.
But then homie just kind of kept getting up. So I just let him drop into like in between my hips into the hole.
Yeah.
You know, and I just started pulling back.
Hell yeah.
And I was about to do the Joshi.
Did you grab the pants or no?
Yeah.
You already had the pants.
Yeah.
Okay, you already had the pant grip.
I was about to do the Joshi, but then he tapped, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, you didn't even do the Yoshi then?
No.
But was he already in the hole?
He was already
in. Was your leg on his shoulder or no?
No.
Your leg was like underneath?
Yeah.
Yeah, shit. You probably had that. You think you had the hand grip good?
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, and you had motherfucker's leg too. Been
deep, yeah.
You probably had him.
I probably had my knee right behind his
hip,
his back. So maybe that's why it was like extra tight.
Oh yeah, you probably had him arsed.
Probably.
You had him doing some Pilates.
But homie tapped.
Hell yeah,
that was cool. And then I got put in the bow and arrow. My third match.
For the third one.
And I was like, damn, I see why he tapped.
Shit. Tight?
Tight, bro.
God. Heck yeah.
Tight.
Yeah, them bow and arrows, man, they're pretty fucking deadly, dog. Definitely, man.
What about you? First match?
First match, man. Shit. It was cool. I went up against his Mexican. I don't want to say he was Mexican. He probably didn't look Mexican. He can't be Mexican, but I don't want to say he was Mexican. Let's just say he was another...
Latinx.
Yeah, he was Latinx for sure. Latinx. He was Latinx. Yeah, that's how you say it. Latinx. He was Latinx.
Soy Latinx.
Yeah, and he had a little goat beard. He had like a little barba or whatever.
Neck tats, bro.
He did? He's a hipster Latinx.
Yeah.
Latinx. And yeah, it was cool. We started out standing. I was like, shit, I'm gonna try to drag the motherfucker down. I tried to snap him down, like with my hand behind his neck. Nope, wasn't happening. So I had the grip on his right collar. And then I think I had his sleeve. We're both kind of like clinching. We're tight. We're pretty tight together. I don't know if we were using head or not. Like, mm-hmm. like both of us like ramming into each other. I don't know or not. But we're definitely like shoulder to shoulder. And then I'm trying to hear, right? And then I think I try to like focus for like a second. And I look at the coaches, right? Marcel, I think it was Marcelo and the other guy. I look for like a little bit too long. Next thing you know, bro, I'm on my back. I'm on my back, bro. He hit me with a takedown, with a single leg. He wrapped his legs behind mine, and both of them were locked. So it wasn't like one was free where I could kind of step back a little bit. So I literally fell like a tower going back.
Yeah.
But then I got up, I guess, quick or whatever. Got up quick. But then motherfucker put me in his guard. They gave me 2 points for that because I got up and like supposedly I had his legs or whatnot. I didn't even know I got but shit, I'll take him, you know. Yeah. And then I was stuck in his guard, man. Fucking yeah, I was having trouble just trying to get out of guard. I forgot. I think I probably forgot about the putting my knee behind their butt and pushing out. You know.
Yeah.
I was just trying to like push their hip down and do that little like sidestep thingy. But yeah, my posture was just my back was arched, not like upright. And yeah, and then he ended up blocking me in a triangle. Bro, it was pretty fucking deep. That triangle was deep as shit. And then I tried to stack. I was just trying to stack, like stack, hopefully get a leg over. Mm-hmm. You know, like I'm stacking him like this. And then hopefully this motherfucker's leg pops up like that. And then I just get inside control. But that wasn't happening at all. He locked it. And then he swept me because I was overcommitting on the stack thing. So he swept me. And then right whenever he swept, I feel his legs go like clinch up a little bit tighter.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, a little bit tighter. I'm like, shit, you know? Mm-hmm. And then same bullshit. I try to get up or whatever. Tips me again the other way, tighter. I'm like, you know, I'm getting choked for like I think like 30-40 seconds. And then my mouthpiece was like, it came out of my mouth. I was getting choked, so it was like half was in, half was out.
Spit
out
on his face.
But even if I would have spit, it would have been stuck in front of me like right here, because his fucking thigh is right on my face. Like I'm practically kissing this dude's leg, you know what I mean? I'm giving him some smooches.
Yeah.
And then so that alone made me kind of like claustrophobic, like having the mouth guard, like I it was weird to fucking breathe or whatever. And I was like, man, I should tap, but I was like, nah, I was like, I'm good. And I was just doing like those tiny ass breaths or whatever. Yeah. And then he started attacking my arm. I was like, fuck, he's attacking my arm. I tried to keep it fucking tight, tried to elbow his fucking thigh a little bit, but didn't work. And then he ended up overextending my arm. He ended up peeling it. And then he got me with the fucking armbar. And then that's whenever I tap. So, yeah, he got me with an armbar. And, bro, all this happened within, like, a minute and, like, 40. Like, a minute 50.
It's a good fight. I mean.
Shit, for him?
For the triangle.
Huh?
For the triangle.
Oh, fighting the triangle? Hell yeah. No, I wasn't going to tap to a fucking choke.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to. You know, because I read the rules. They said if you were to get passed out, like, if you were to get put to sleep, you know, they don't let you participate in any more matches for health reasons or whatever. But I don't know. I feel like I have like a stubborn neck when it comes to like chokes or whatever. Mm-hmm. I could take a choke more than like a fucking arm bar, like, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Shit. That's just scary, breaking your fucking arm.
Yeah.
Put in the sleep, you know, I guess, or whatever. I've already been put to sleep once, so it's kind of relaxing. Best nap you ever take, you know?
But then you can't compete.
But then, yeah, in the competition, nah, then you can't compete for sure. Yeah, so. You'd have to tap. You'd have to respect the tap. Second match, I lost. Terribly, man. I lost terribly to like points and shit against this white guy, Blackie. He had a Blackie.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I went against this white dude. I think he was from the same gym as Sasquatch dude, the Latinx, right? That match, you know, we ended up slapping hands. I tried to bring him down. I could even bring him down. I don't even know what happened, honestly. It ended up on the floor somehow. But it ended up fucking me in his guard on some bullshit. You know what I mean? Once I felt him, I was like, man, fuck this dickhead.
Yeah.
Because his legs were fucking clamping onto me, bro. Like a clamp, you know? And, Yeah, he was pretty good with his guard. I couldn't really get out. Same bullshit. I couldn't get out, break his posture. Kept me in that shit. He kept trying to attack for a Kimura, a triangle. But I was like, nah, fuck you. I kept breaking his grip, though, mm-hmm. for sure. Like, he wasn't gripping for, like, much long. I'd be like, bitch, whatever. But, yeah, that one I ended up getting, like, mounted. He ended up passing my legs. He ended up mounting. I think he passed my leg twice. I ended up losing that one, bro, 11-0, dog. That one was fucking, like, terrible, bro. I was like, man. I was like, this shit sucks. You know what I mean?
That one was like my last one.
Like your last one?
Competition.
Yeah, yeah. Last one from the first one? Second one?
From the new breed?
Oh, talking about this, the last one?
Yeah.
Against the white dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, this one, man, I don't know. I was like, I really need to learn guard escapes, especially from having that. But like, I feel like having what I need to drill now is close guard, but from... like, actual having, like, real resistance. Mm-hmm. Not just, like... I mean, drilling for sure helps, for sure. But in a competition, he's not going to let me just break his shit real quick. So, like, I need to find someone with some nice, girthy legs. Clamping, you know? And just, like, hey, don't let me get out. Just like that. But, yeah, that's what I learned. I learned my close guard definitely needs improvement and stuff. It was cool, though. I wasn't... Would you say were you more nervous for the first one or the second one? Like...
First one
for sure, right? Second one was a little bit more calm. In the photos, I look pissed. I look fucking angry, bro. Yeah. I look like fucking frowning, you know what I mean? Yeah. I look like, don't talk to me.
Yeah, bro.
Type shit. But yeah, that's how my competition went, man. I lost both of my matches. First one to armbar. Second one, just points and stuff like that. But I mean, to make myself feel a little bit better, second dude was bleeding out of his bottom lip, so...
Oh yeah, I fucked him up.
Yeah, bro, my dumbass is trying to choke him while I'm in his guard. Mm-hmm. I'm hitting them with that fucking cross collar choke.
Yeah.
And at one point, I heard him go. I heard him go. And that's when I noticed, because he was like, he was, you know, like making a face, like can choke or whatever. And I saw like there was like some blood on his like on his teeth or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was like, hell yeah, you know what I mean? It felt cool, bro, for a second. Even though I lost, it felt cool, you know, just whatever. It would have been cool if I would have like got it.
Yeah.
For sure. But yeah, man, I mean, I learned, I don't know, maybe I was being too fucking stubborn with guard. And,
would you talk shit?
Would I talk shit? Yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to talking shit. I mean, I wouldn't go out there and start talking shit.
Yeah.
But like if some shit, like if they say some bullshit, like, nah, bro, like you're crazy, dog. Mm-hmm. That's how I think I'd first start. Like you're crazy. Something like that. You know what I mean? Because talking wise, I feel like I'm not too wild. I wouldn't be like, maybe like homeboy over here would maybe be a little bit more savage, you know,
this dude
probably
like, fuck him up.
No, but like you think he'll start, you know, like let's say he was competing, he'll be like, hey, fuck face, you fucking, what you think he'll do some stuff like that?
He plays the violin, bro.
Deadlier, bro. Fucking get them cords around your neck, you know what I mean? Nah, but I'll probably be like, nah man, you're crazy, like first like joking around, but then maybe talk shit. But yeah, you see, what about you? You wanted to?
I wanted to.
Yeah, during the whole time where like they took like four, like 3 minutes. Like,
not even that.
Like what part?
I think.
What match? What match?
The first one.
First one.
I think he was trying to pass my guard or something.
Yeah.
And like I heard them cheering for him.
Who, the refs?
No, like his people, you know.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. They were cheering refs.
For him. So like, I think he was trying to pass my guard. So I was like. I wanted it, like, in my head, bro, I was about to say, like, come on, bro, finish me. You know, just, like...
Damn, you wanted to say that?
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah, bro, come on, finish me. You know, like, to make him, like...
Did he pass your guard or no?
I don't think so.
Like, in the moment, you thinking of that?
Yeah. Like, the whole time he was trying to?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. I'm gonna turn that off.
It's pretty loud. Oh, man.
It's pretty loud.
Sebastian, man, what you have to
turn
dog?
It off.
I'm sorry, I need...
No, you don't.
Dog, we got iPhones these days.
Yeah.
Well, can you continue?
Like, who prints a paper?
Huh?
It's not the same. Who prints a paper?
These days?
When you can watch it on your phone.
He's an antique guy. I can see where he's coming from.
But it's just respectful, you know?
That's true. That's true.
That's so disrespectful.
Si necesitas más hojas, you wave, okay? That's a guy asking for a triangle. You want to turn it off right now?
Please.
All right, I got you.
Turn it off, bro. I don't give a fuck.
Is it, you doing one more or what? No, I'll do one. Okay. Yeah, let's turn it off. All right.
Yeah, I'm going to triangle him.
For sure.
See?
But yeah, you wanted to talk shit in the first match, you're saying?
Kind of.
You like during the role?
During
like,
the role.
While they were cheering, like what made you like, why'd they come into your head?
Because, I don't know.
Because the guy is cheering for him or what?
No, because like I wanted him to like try something.
Like to get in his head a little bit?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
I think so. I don't know.
That makes sense.
Cause
yeah.
Because, you know, like, he was trying. Homie was trying. I was like, come on, yeah, bro, finish me. Mm-hmm. That's like the thing that came to my
yeah, head. Yeah, it came to your head. Yeah,
come on, bro, finish me.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. He's not really talking shit. I'm encouraging him to do better.
Yeah. It's like a little pep talk. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, come on, dog, come on.
Yeah.
That's all you got?
Yeah, is that shit? All you got? Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That'd be a good one.
Dog, my dog can pass my guard, bro.
Are you even trying?
Damn.
You know
what I mean? My grandma, dog, like, I don't know. My grandma could do better. I don't know, some bullshit. That's lit.
You know? You should go back to the kids' class.
Be like, yo, you go to the teens? You in the teens' class? Yeah. How'd they let you in, you know? Yeah.
So shit. But then I lost, so.
That's all good. It happens, man. Shit, I lost both of mine. Shit. But yeah, man, it was weird whenever, because I've definitely had some better roles at the like at the gym compared to like the comp. You know what I mean? The comp was like first one. I mean, I guess you know I got fucking triangled and all that shit. I guess you know what I mean. The second one though, I was like, bruh. I practically gave homeboy like points, like for sure amount, and then in the pass.
Like the role you had yesterday with Henyan.
Mm-hmm. It was good.
It was good.
Was it a nice watch?
Fire.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I wish it would have been recorded. It felt fucking nice.
That would have been worth it.
Fuck sure. Yeah. It was a good ass role, man. I fucking ended
up. You can ask Chad for the.
Was he recording?
Well, supposedly he's always recording. I mean, nah. You were all the way at the back, so I don't know.
No, but Chad wasn't. I think it's only recording if he's there.
I don't know.
I doubt he hasn't.
Yeah.
Either way. It was a nice role, though. I feel like the roles that I don't record are like the nice roles. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just have to like record them and not know I'm recording, if that makes sense. But yeah, it was pretty nice. Much. It was cool. Fucking got my lip busted towards the end. After that role.
It was like towards the end? You felt it?
I didn't feel it until afterwards, until whenever like we finished the.
Yeah.
Because I got armbar towards the end. That was pretty cool.
Oh, you did?
You didn't see?
I didn't see what it was.
Yeah, it was an armbar. Okay. It was an armbar because. Yeah. I forgot what led to it, but I think I had like some control or whatever, and next thing you know, he like does some fancy inversion shit, and then I feel my arm getting like tucked. He's like pulling my arm. Mm-hmm. I'm like, shit. So I stopped stacking right away. You know what I mean? I stopped stacking. So then I kind of like lift my legs up or whatever, and I feel my arm, and I'm trying to like relax my arm and pull up a little bit, but then he went, he just snatches it like the fucking Grudge. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He just pulls it. And then I'm like, fuck. And then I think I knew the round was about to end. I tried to keep relaxing it. But then he started hipping. And then that's when I was like, that's whenever I tapped. But it was a good ass fucking armbar. Like, it was a good fucking match overall.
Yeah.
That felt pretty fucking cool. It was dope. And then that's when I felt... I think I wiped my sweat or whatever, and then I heard you're like, you're bleeding, dog.
Yeah, bro, because so it looked like your like mouthpiece.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, my mouth guard.
Yeah,
I didn't have a mouth guard.
Yeah, because it was all red.
Oh,
like,
my
teeth were all red.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Like, your professor said that too. He was like, oh, I thought he had a mouthpiece.
Yeah.
You know? I didn't know it was blood.
No, it was fucking bleed. Yeah, I just went like that. I was like, damn, imagine I would have passed out on him.
That would be hilarious.
Because he was laying down, you know? Yeah. He was laying down afterwards. I just passed out on him.
Bro.
That should be funny.
Yeah.
The way I would have fell, my head would have hit his like stomach. He would have been, ooh. You know what I mean? Ooh. It would have went like that. But yeah, it was a nice roll.
Hit
it was
you
a
with nice the triangle roll. On the way down.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it was a cool roll. What do you feel for next comp is IBJJF, Houston Open. You ready for that one?
I mean,
I look, you want to do some nogi. Not gonna lie,
I need to see how much I weigh. That'd be fun.
Nogi, bro. I feel like nogi. Like I have a little bit more fun nogi. It is a little bit more tiring too. Unless you have the dominant position for the most part. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But nogi feels fucking cool. I like nogi. Nogi's badass. I would want to do a nogi comp just to see how it is, you know? So, like, I don't know. I'm going to talk to him again about it. Yeah.
Professor.
Yeah. No, like, professor. Listen, please. You know what I mean? I really want to do a nogi, man. And then, like, homeboy said, he was like, yeah, man. He was like, just try everything. He was like, he's like, y'all are starting young. He's like, just fuck it, why not? You know, if it's like $10 more, I think it's $10 more. I don't see why not. But I mean, I don't know. I got to see. I mean, professor knows what's up first, you know. Yeah. But at the same time, you got to push a little bit of boundaries. You know what I mean? Right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I mean, it's not something bad. It's not like I'm out. I don't fucking know. Like, what? I don't even know of an example to bring it, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like I'm out here wilding out, you know?
Right, like going to fucking karate competitions.
Yeah, know? Right? Yeah. Hey, professor, I'm going to do some karate con. What do you think? Yeah. You know? You probably wouldn't care either way. I'll probably laugh. But yeah, I know what you mean. I would like to do some no-gi, though, for sure. But we only have one day no-gis. So that's the only downside. That's the only downside. But yeah.
We can just start training.
Yeah, that's
after
true.
Class.
Yeah, or I think we could even just stay a little bit longer at the gym. Be like, hey, you mind if we do like some nogi, maybe, you know?
Just take our coat top or the tops off.
Yeah, literally, tops off, undies on. You know what I mean? Just like
you
the old days.
You can do it with the pants.
So. Yeah, no, yeah, just don't grip the pants.
Yeah,
you know. Well, one time I noticed, I was like, oh shit, I shouldn't be gripping this during the class. Someone else like they wear like their gi pants. I'm like, my bad. Like, ah, oh, no. Like, it's kind of a habit. It's there, you know. But yeah, I
did
like
that to Mason.
Yeah, did that to him. Shit, I'd be grabbing his spats, his fancy spats that he has.
Yeah.
The comic book werewolf ones. Those are pretty player. Those are player.
No gi Thursday, bro.
Yeah,
Professor
man.
Said be there.
He said there.
He said be there.
Oh yeah, he did say that.
I'm gonna try.
He said be there, be square, right? Something like that.
That's good. He said. Not a butterfly.
Oh, I feel like butterfly is something that maybe doesn't fit my body. I don't know. What do you think? I can't even explain it. I don't know.
Flexibility?
No, I don't think flexibility wise. It's just like I don't know. It has to really grasp me. It has to really like grasp me. Where like, how do I feel safe having my legs in between this guy's thighs? You know what I mean?
You don't?
Huh?
You don't?
It seems weird in a way.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. It seems weird. Like, this is a guard? Like, dog. I don't know. But, it for sure works, obviously. Like, you know, not saying that it doesn't, but I don't know. What do you think? Butterfly guard. Do you play it a lot or not?
Not a lot.
Yeah.
But I like it.
I'd give someone a hug if I'm in butterfly, like, in a roll. My legs just end up there. And then the only thing I know what to do is hug them and try to send them flying behind you.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You can do that. Getting to the side, getting your nalgas to the outside.
Oh,
of the knee.
Yeah.
Get the underhook, overhook, boulder grip, hang,
mm-hmm.
shoulder crunch.
Yeah, shoulder crunch. Yeah,
pull, you know, and then eventually get like one of your knees,
mm-hmm.
One of your feet to the hip too.
Okay,
you know, you can tip them over, sweep them.
Yeah, I got lost right there.
With the sweep?
No. I was caught up into everything until the 1 foot on the...
On the hip?
Yeah. I got lost from there.
Okay.
But continue. Continue.
You know, have you ever been kind of trapped in mm-hmm. a way where you kind of have your... You're kind of sitting down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of butterfly style.
Okay.
And then the person, they grab your... Your legs.
Yeah.
You know, both legs.
Both legs.
You know?
Underhooks, both legs.
Like this.
Okay.
Laying.
Yeah.
Kind of sprawling.
Yeah.
You know, and then they just bring your feet down to the mat.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just, like,
take over. Try to pass.
You know?
Okay. Yeah.
Do you Does that happen to you? Or?
I'm pretty sure it has happened. Yeah, it's happened for sure. But I don't, like, remember it as a... I can't, you know, talk about it vividly. But yeah, for sure.
Because, I mean, I feel like it happens to
me. What type of people do that, though? Heavier people? Or, like, you know? Like, what do you think?
Chad done it to me a couple times.
He's a big guy.
For sure.
So, like, bigger people can do that. Will. That's like a stack pass, right? Almost. Kinda. Will for sure does that. Yeah, yeah. Will for sure. Yeah, now that now you brought it up, I do see him grabbing your legs, pinning it down, and then he starts to work from the sides. Yeah.
But that's a good place to use butterfly. Because you see, like, Professor saying was saying,
okay,
you know, when they're grabbing your legs,
yeah,
this, you grab both of their arms,
kind of
like scoot in,
okay, just hip
and
in,
then, or you can just kind of hang there, and then you kind of like
start
twisting, and then they're gonna fall because, you know, they have no post.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And if they do post,
they're gonna post.
They let a hand go,
so
you can bring that hand out.
Okay,
and for then from butterfly, you can get to spider guard.
Okay. Yeah. Spider guard. Yeah. Spider guard is pretty cool. You put your feet on the biceps and shit like that.
Yeah. So
okay.
You can do both feet on the biceps.
Yeah. One hip, one bicep.
We were doing that one today.
Okay.
That was nice.
Yeah.
Randy was showing me how to get to triangle.
Mm-hmm.
Triangle
from butterfly.
From spider.
Oh, from spider.
Yeah.
I can see that. Yeah, because it's like a huge ass opening, right?
Yeah.
You have all that.
Let your feet go.
You let your feet go?
Yeah. You just like take them off.
Oh, from on both?
Yeah.
So okay. You just pick a side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either like that,
and then, you know. And bring them right in.
You got to trap an arm.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
And he was saying you can do those guard types, you know, like the spider.
Yeah.
Against heavier people to prevent them stacking you.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. Because I know a Russian dude. Colossus. He says that he literally said, he was like, yeah, since I gained weight, I just stockpass now. He stacks and then passes.
Yeah.
And we were working open guard, I think it was last week. Or when was it? Yeah, I was drilling with him. He was just tired.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm tired. I was like, let's switch.
He just moved here?
Yeah, he moved here recently.
That's cool.
Oh, he's cool, man. He's a friendly guy.
Well, yeah. Bro, he remembered my name.
Yeah.
Emiliano. I told you. I was like, shit, it's scary.
You remember his name or no?
Asgard.
Asgard. Something like that.
Asgard.
Asgard.
Yeah.
Asgard, but Asgard.
Mm-hmm.
Asgard. Just say Asgard.
Asgard.
I'm like, you have a nickname? He's like, no.
Bro, we should play Twister.
Huh?
We should play Twister.
Here?
I don't know.
We should take it to the gym one day.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Is it big to take or no?
I mean,
will it fit in the gym bag?
Yeah.
Let's do it. We'll play some fucking Twister.
Hell yeah.
Hit some submissions. Hit homie with a darts or some shit.
Bro, that'd be cool.
A triangle, add a triangle to it. How many players are a Twister? Four?
Like four, I think.
I'm down for that.
That'd be cool.
We have weight limits, though, because, you know,
you
get crushed and shit.
Yeah.
You don't want to have a big old boulder on you. But, yeah.
Tron.
Yeah. Oh.
You know, he can slide in there.
I'm not playing with him. He's too fucking flexible, man. He has like an extra joint in his legs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like where his shin is, there's a joint there, which he can bend the shit more. You know what I mean?
Sure.
That's too much. Yeah, Twister would be dope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Let's go play it. Let's go drink some beers.
When?
Right now.
Yeah?
Let's go.
What is it right now? Tuesday?
Yeah.
It's about to be 5 o'clock, right?
Kind of. It's 5:30, I think.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it's 5. It's past 5. Yeah, let's have some beers, man.
Let's go get some beers.
Uh-huh.
Some, Josue told me about a beer.
You wrote it down? You should tell him, don't tell me about beers. Bring me a beer.
Bro.
Right? Like, there's a difference. Tell me, bring me rather than show me.
That's a fact.
Hell yeah.
Nah, I didn't.
Tell him, just send him a message. Hey, bro, what beer were you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You down? Fuck him, man.
Huh?
You down?
Get a beer?
Yeah.
And then come back here?
Yeah, sure.
A different beer?
Yeah.
We never tried?
Yeah.
Get a six pack?
Bet.
Fuck it.
Let's go. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening.
always grateful for having y'all.
You got it with the ads?
Oh, yeah, I got it with the ads. Thanks, guys, for listening again. For the guys, the girls, y'all know who y'all are. This was your boy, Emmy and Pat, coming at you with another episode of the No Name Podcast. Woo! We got a name, but we don't have a name. The No Name is the name, but the name isn't the name. So you tell me where we stand at. Thanks. So, all right, guys, we're going to go get some brewskis, maybe, for sure. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
5:37 p.m. Sure. Why not? So we'll let you guys go. Thanks again for listening to us. We're super grateful to have y'all. Thanks for taking it. I know a lot of y'all are probably driving right now, driving to work. You're at work. Shit, you're leaving the gym, leaving the girl's house. You know what I mean? You're just like, I just need some nice, solitary, alone time with some lovely men talking in my ears. So we appreciate that, guys. Give us some questions. Leave us some feedback, some topics that you want to hear. Our Instagrams is, we have, first of all, the page, the No Name Podcast. Look us up. Black and white font. You already know. Give us a follow. Give us a like. And if you don't like, shit.
Your mom's a hoe.
Your mom's a hoe, and it don't matter, you know. But, yeah, the No Name Podcast. You got Patino Ames. You got 98 Emiliano 14. _14. Again, that's 98 Emiliano _14. Patino Ames. Follow HTXBJJ. It's if you guys are into jujitsu, there's a local page out here in the Harris County area.
Ooh,
Houston, you know, HTXBJJ. Give them a follow. You could probably roll with them. I don't know. Send them a message, you know.
I'll be down, guys.
Yeah, see what they got going on, you know, what tricks they got up under their kimonos and all that stuff. But likewise, appreciate you guys. Thanks for listening.
And stay tuned for guests coming, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got some guests. We got some divas coming. Some divas. Yeah. All right, guys. Adios. All right, stay blessed. Guys. Stay dangerous. And like always.
Bye.
Ciao.
Ciao. Ojo.